The nation has a new attorney general. Alberto Gonzalez was sworn in by Vice President Cheney late this afternoon, almost immediately after he won Senate confirmation. The vote in the Senate today was 60 to 36, mostly on party lines. Every Republican voted yes, while nearly every Democrat voted no. His supporters lauded Gonzalez's personal history, noting that he would become the nation's first Hispanic attorney general. Opponents criticized Gonzalez's role in forming policy on the treatment of prisoners at Abu Ghraib and Guantanamo Bay. NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
At his confirmation hearing last month, Alberto Gonzalez testified that if he became attorney general, torture and abuse would not be tolerated by this administration. It was an argument that held sway with a majority of senators. They recapped Gonzalez's inspiring life story, the son of migrant workers who makes his way to Harvard Law. And they emphasized his smarts and his valued service, first on the Texas Supreme Court, then as President Bush's counsel in the White House. But it was not an argument that resonated with most Democrats who spoke. They opposed Gonzalez because of his role in forming policy they believe set the stage for the abuse of prisoners at Abu Ghraib and at Guantanamo Bay. One of those was Connecticut's Christopher Dodd.
I generally believe that presidents deserve to have their cabinets, except in very rare circumstances. And while I admire immensely the personal story of this nominee, when you walk away from these critical principles, that I cannot in good conscience sit and give my vote to someone to be the Attorney General of the United States, the chief law enforcement of our country, when I know how important the rule of law is to this country, its history, and our reputation.
It was as White House counsel that Gonzalez took part in formulating the policies his opponents say crossed the line of the law and the Constitution. In August 2002, Gonzalez asked the Justice Department for a formal legal opinion on what constituted torture. The resulting memo said that inflicting pain and suffering is not torture, and that only pain that's akin to organ failure or death qualifies as such. In his confirmation hearing, Gonzalez said he disagreed with portions of that memo. He testified that he does not condone torture, but he did not unequivocally disagree with the definition of torture laid out in the memo. Today, Republican Orrin Hatch of Utah sought to distance Gonzalez from the Justice Department's memo.
They attempt to hold Judge Gonzalez responsible for a memo he did not write, prepared by an office that he did not run, in a department in which he did not work.
Today's debate and vote ran almost nearly along party lines. No Republican voted against Gonzalez. Very few Democrats stood up to support him. One who did was Ken Salazar, a freshman from Colorado. But Salazar criticized Republican senators who suggested that Gonzalez should be confirmed mainly because he would become the first Hispanic attorney general.
But I think it is a mistake for this chamber to allow the race card of being Hispanic to be used to destroy or erode the institutions that we have here in the United States Senate.
One supporter of Gonzalez, New Mexico Republican Pete Domenici, suggested that Democrats were trying to tear down Gonzalez in order to damage him if he's nominated for an opening on the Supreme Court.
For those who think they might have bruised him up so he can't be a designee nominee for the Supreme Court of the United States, which some might have hoped for, I think they missed it, because it comes out in the end being a very, very frivolous attack.
Democrats decided they would not filibuster Gonzalez's bid to become attorney general, but they have hinted they may not take the same approach if he's nominated to the Supreme Court. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.